I say she don't care what she do.
Okay, and yes. I want you to say the word queer about her, ain't
she?
Just
is queer. Okay. Don't care what she do.
Okay. If a man is so sure of his own ways that he never wants to change, you might say, why is he always so?
Always so. Think he right all the time.
Okay, what else?
Well, and everything want to go his way.
Uh-huh. You might say to him, Don't be so mean.
Okay. Or so low down.
Okay. What about something like hard-headed or stubborn or?
Well, that go to is just hard-headed and stubborn.
Okay, what if there's somebody that you can't joke with at all because they'll always get mad?
I say, oh, he just mean and bad and low down.
Okay. He loses his temper all the time?
All the time.
Okay.
They'll be satisfied.
Okay. Every time anything goes wrong, he what?
He fly up.
Okay. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
that mad.
Okay, if somebody's about to lose his temper, how might you tell him not to? You might say, now just...
Let's cool it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another way you might say that, might say cool it.
Yeah, cool it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or calm, did you ever say?
I say calm down, just cool it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if... is his lunch ready? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If you want to say, if somebody's really worried about getting something done and you're trying to make them feel better about it, you say, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get it done.
After a while. Oh. Take your time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody sat in a wind and started coughing, you'd say, uh-huh, you stayed out and you what a cold. You
caught a cold.
All right. And if he goes like this, you say he's got a little, what's that, a little?
Cold.
And you might say, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Tired.
Okay, or more than tired, I'm feeling.
Restless. Short wind.
Okay, but like I'm just going to drop off, I feel a little bit.
Dizzy.
But I want to go to bed. Dizzy. I feel a little bit.
Dizzy. Nervous.
Okay, but I'm going to shut my eyes and.
Go to sleep.
Okay, so when you're asleep, you might say, I feel a little bit.
Better.
But if you just, I want how you'd say when you're sitting here thinking, well, I feel like I'm getting a little bit
dizzy.
Tired. Okay.
Nervous.
Would you be more likely to say drowsy or sleepy?
Well, you could say dry than sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Okay. And every day at 6 o'clock, I what?
Wake up.
And if you're talking about somebody, you've got a boy here and he's still asleep and it's 10 o'clock and you say, well, I better go what?
Wake him up.
Okay. If a person is sick, the doctor may tell him to what? Some medicine.
Take your medicine.
And you might say, well, look, here's this medicine still sitting here. Why haven't you
taken the medicine?
And the patient might say, well, I
you're going to take it today.
Okay, but I what it yesterday?
I took some yesterday.
Okay, and if somebody can't hear anything, you say he's what?
He's deaf.
Okay, and if somebody been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I've...
been sweating.
And what is a sore that you might have that comes to a head and then starts to drain, or it may have to be opened? What do you call a sore like that?
I would call it a rising.
Okay. If it has a core in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Okay, you ever call it anything like a
hay fever?
How?
Abscess being your mouth, but the rising being your arm.
Oh,
you can squeeze that little core out there.
Oh, okay. What about it's on the back of your neck or somewhere? Is a different word for it there?
Abscess, you can have them different places.
Well,
what about boils?
Boy, you have a boil on you. It'll come to a head in a bus.
Okay, is a boil like a rising?
Yeah.
Okay. And when it opens, the stuff that drains out is what?
Let's call it rupture.
Pus.
Okay.
But I just say rupture.
Okay, and if a bee stings you, your hand will do what?
Swell up.
And if you say, it happened yesterday, look how my hand...
swole up.
And it's still...